Pastor Kerry Willis, and I welcome you to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks.
I'm Grayson Willis. We're so glad that you've joined us today. We pray that today's broadcast will be a half hour of hope for your life.
And speaking of hope, Grayson, today we're going to have what I call a prayer laboratory on this broadcast. You know, I've heard it said that we talk a lot about praying, but really when it comes to praying, we need to actually pray. Angela Sipe, who is my assistant at the local church, she has a statement hanging in her office that simply says, "Have you prayed about it as much as you've talked about it?" Also, Samuel Chadwick wrote a great book called The Pathway to Prayer. And in that old classic, he made this truth known. He said, "The only way that we learn to pray is by praying." So today, the broadcast will not be a prayer lecture. It will be a prayer laboratory, as Grayson and myself are going to join together and we're going to pray. And we ask you to also pray with us as we pray. You know, our world needs prayer. Recently, there have been more school shootings in our country, and it really is troubling. Our men's group recently met, and it was after the shooting down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida area, where 17 people at the time had been killed by an intruder. A young man came in who had been a student at the school, pretty troubled, obviously, and he just took innocent life. And I remember that morning in our prayer room, as our men prayed, there was a heaviness in our hearts, and we just prayed into that. And, you know, that's just one proof that we need prayer laboratories today. There's so much evil in our world, but the Word of God says, "Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good." And seriously, friends, is there anything more good than prayer? Now, we can pray and use prayer as a cure for things that have gone wrong, but we can also use prayer as a prescription. We can pray it up ahead, and I believe that's the best kind of praying we can actually do. So today, Grayson and I are going to take a model, a word, the word Acts, A-C-T-S. That's the book in the New Testament, the book of Acts. And we're going to take the A-C-T-S and we're going to pray around these words that we're going to share at this time. The A stands for adoration. The C stands for confession. The T stands for thanksgiving. And the S stands for supplication. And sometimes I like to add another S onto the Acts model and pray also in closing prayers of surrender. So today, Grace and I are going to kind of lean into the microphone, but we're going to lean into the Lord. And this will be, beginning now, a laboratory of prayer. Please do join us. Lord, today we come to you and we think about adoration that is due your name. Surely you are worthy to be worshiped. And so we begin our prayer laboratory in adoration, in worship of you. And Father, I'm going to have Grayson now to lead out in a prayer of worship and adoration because your name alone is worthy of our prayers.
Lord, we just come before you today and we first of all want to say thank you. Thank you for your many blessings and thank you for your presence in our lives, Lord. And we thank you for the things that you're doing that we can't see or that we might not know about until eternity, Lord. But we know you're present, Lord. And even during difficult times, we know you're present, Lord. And in the midst of evil, we know that you are good and that you will use evil or things that the devil intended for evil, that you will use them for good, Lord. And so we just pray for your presence to be real in our lives, Lord, and for us to not forget that you're in our lives, always working on our behalf, Lord, and just help us to live lives that are pleasing to you and to always give you praise and thanksgiving in our everyday lives, no matter what our situation is or no matter what we're going through, Lord. Just help us to constantly be in conversation with you, Lord, and to seek your guidance and direction for our lives, Lord, and to be a good witness to those around us and just to tell them about how good you are and what you've done in our lives, Lord, and just help us to praise and adore your name, and thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, and help us to live lives that are pleasing to you and worthy of that sacrifice that you made for us, Lord. And we love you and ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Lord, we continue in this vein of worship, adoration. And as Grayson was praying, you brought a song to my mind by Brian Arner, "Here I Am to Worship." And so, Lord, we're going to pray along now as Brian sings, "Here I Am to Worship."
Light of the world, you step down into darkness, opened my eyes and made me see and made this heart adore you, the hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake.
Of that song do define our hearts today during this prayer laboratory, because prayer is worship. And Lord, here we are to worship you today, to adore you, to give adoration. The second word is confession. A, adoration. C, confession. And I'm going to make some prayers of confession now. Lord, we confess that we need you. You don't really need us. But we need you. Sometimes we think that we are so necessary, but when we really are humble, we realize that only you are necessary. Now, we're glad that you want us, but you don't really, really need us. But we really, really do need you, Lord. And we're glad that you have built that need into our lives because, Lord, that need of you brings us to a desire for you. And so I confess today, Lord, that we need you. We need you to be our very breath, to be our very life, to bring to us comfort and sorrow. We need you to come to us, Lord, to bring wholeness into our lives, healing physically, mentally, emotionally, relationally. Lord, we need your healing touch. And so we confess with our mouths today that you alone are the God who can give to us forgiveness for sin. You alone can give to us purity. You alone can give to us power and presence. And so, Lord, we lean into you today in prayers of confession. We also confess, Lord, that apart from you, we can do nothing. Well, we can do some things, but we can do nothing that will last. And you spoke these words in John 15 when you talked about you are the vine and we are the branches. And if the branch is broken from the vine, the branch will have no life. The branch will wither up and die. So we confess today not only that we need you, but we confess also clearly, transparently, authentically, that apart from you, we can do nothing that matters. Nothing eternal will be a part of our existence unless we know you in right relationship. And we confess that we could not even have a right relationship with you unless you had designed a way for us to return to you. And you did, Father. We thank you. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. For God, you did not send your Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. Yes, to save us through your Son. So we confess that we had no plan to get back to you, but you came and you laid out the salvation plan, and we are so grateful today. Lord, we also confess that many times, too often in our lives, we have seasons where we lack in prayer, where we forget to pray or we neglect to pray. Father, would you please, please forgive us. Let your mercy flow to us in those areas and remind us, oh God, of the beautiful relationship that is ours if we will simply and profoundly come before you in prayer. And so, Lord, today we confess, yes, with our lips, that you are Lord of our lives, that you give to us life itself. Apart from you, we have no life. Lord, I'm reminded in John chapter 6, when many of the people who were following you decided they were going to walk away from you, and you looked at your disciples and asked this question, do you also want to leave? And the apostle Peter answered so beautifully. He said, Lord, to whom will we go? You alone have the words of life. So we confess today that we are grateful. We confess today that we are wonderfully blessed because you have given to us the wonderful words of life. Thank you so much, Jesus, for being the one that we can confess these things to in prayer. And now, Grayson, if you have any prayers of confession, anything you'd like to declare to the Lord in prayer, please add that now.
Lord, we come before you and first of all want to acknowledge that you're all we need, Lord. And we confess the times that we try to fill the emptiness in our lives with earthly things or material things instead of relying on you and putting our everything in you and knowing that you're all that we need. Lord, I ask for forgiveness for the times where we rely on our own strength, rely on my own power as opposed to relying on you. And Just help me to focus more on you and give me the desires that you would want me to have, Lord. Help my desires to be one with your desire, Lord. And just help me to trust you in every situation and just lean on you for help and not try to lean on my own understanding, but just to trust you. And let you lead, guide, and direct me in every way, Lord, and not to worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, present my request to you, Lord, as it says in the Bible, Lord. And just help us to hold on to your promises, Lord. Just forgive us when we doubt you, Lord, or when we maybe doubt ourselves, which is, if you're living in us, we should know that you'll work all things out for our good, Lord. So just help us to rely on you and to be a good witness to those around us, and to treat others the way you would want us to treat them, Lord, and to see others the way that you see them, Lord. And so forgive us when we don't do that, Lord, and give us strength to do better in these areas, Lord. We can't do it without you, Lord. So help us to rely on you and to draw our strength from you. And I ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. For sure. Prayers of confession. So far on the Acts model, we have prayed prayers of adoration, A, prayers of confession, C, and now we want to offer prayers of thanksgiving, T, thanksgiving. Lord, today, help us to know what prayer is and what prayer is not. Our minds must be saturated by the revelation of prayer until we learn in every detail to pray, and to pray in the Holy Spirit. Help us to know that prayer is not an exercise, prayer is life. And so we thank you, Lord, for the gift of prayer, that you have given us a way to communicate with you. You said in the scripture that you are with us always till the very end of the age. Well, surely prayer is one way that we are with you and you are with us. You have said, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will come to you. And Lord, one way that you come to us is when we call your name in prayer. And Lord, I have that scripture on my mind from Psalm 46 and verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. And Lord, in thanksgiving today, we just want to be still and know that you are God. To quiet ourselves and to consider how great your greatness really is. And Lord, as I'm giving these prayers of thanksgiving, thanking you for who you are to us, thanking you for the gift of prayer, just thanking you for being involved in the very intricate and intimate details of our lives, I'm reminded of that song our friend Nikki Clark sings, Be Still. And so, Father, now, as we continue our prayer laboratory with prayer singing, let this singing be praying as we hear this beautiful song, Be Still.
Just call on him. and know He is God. Life is spinning way too fast. Babies crying, bedtime's past. You need a shoulder to cry on, someone you can rely on. A love that will never go away. He is our refuge in the storms when shelter seems so far away. He's right here when life's not going our way. Still, He put you where you are. So talk to God. Be still and know He is God. Certainly,
we are thankful that we can be still and know that God is God. And Grayson, you can continue praying now, and I'm going to ask you, if you would, to just bridge the gap between praying prayers of thanksgiving and going right into prayers of supplication, where we make requests for our land, for our churches, for our schools, for our nation, in the supplication. So you can begin with thanksgiving and just begin to make request.
Lord, first of all, we come before You and we thank You. We thank You for Your presence in our lives. We thank You for Your goodness, Lord, and Your love, that You love us unconditionally, Lord. And we thank You for the sacrifice of Your Son, that You sent Your one and only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, Lord. And so help us not to forget to thank You for the many blessings in our lives, Lord. Certainly we can come to You and ask You for things. You're our Father. You want us to share what's on our hearts, but help us not to forget to give You thanks for the things in our lives and for all that You've done in our lives and the things You've saved us from and for the opportunity of eternal life if we put our faith in You, Lord. And so I just ask that we would continue to trust You, that You would bring revival in our land, that You would bring revival in our churches, in our communities, in our country, and in our world, Lord. And we just pray that good would overcome evil, Lord. It seems like in these times there's so much evil in our world, Lord, but just help us to know that You're still present amongst all the evil things that are going on in our world, and just help us to trust You and rely on You and to know that good will overcome evil, as the Bible says, that You've already conquered the devil, Lord, and that victory is ours. And so just help us to just pray, like 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, just to pray for our land and just to hear our cries for our land and that You would save our land, Lord. But help us as Christians to turn from things that we shouldn't be doing, Lord, and just pray for healing, Lord, for us and for our land, Lord. And I ask this in Your name. Amen.
Amen, Grayson. Those are beautiful prayers as we continue our prayer laboratory. We have now prayed prayers of adoration, prayers of confession, prayers of thanksgiving, and prayers of supplication. And I'm going to continue now and close our time of prayer with prayers of surrender. Lord, today we want You to know that too often in our lives we have tried to take control. And Lord, please forgive us for that. Help us to know that we can surrender control to You, and we should, and we must. If we are going to have a life that will matter for forever, we are going to need to learn to surrender control of our lives to you. So, Lord, today we just ask that you would lean into us with your goodness and your grace and your mercy, your kindness, and that you would disarm us from being in control, that we would not only come to you for forgiveness of our sins, but also that we would allow you to cleanse us of the attitude of sin, that attitude of me, 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 the attitude of wanting to be in control of our own lives. Help us to trust you, Lord, at the wheel of our lives. The old song that Carrie Underwood sings, Jesus, take the wheel. The idea is in that song that the car was out of control and there was nothing the driver could really do about it. And so in her desperation, she just called out in prayer, Jesus, take the wheel. So, Lord, we want you to take the wheel in our lives. We want you to be the one who controls our destiny. You alone have been into the future. We have not. You are the past, the present, and the future God. So you have been into our future, and now you have come back to us in the present to lead us into our future. Help us to trust you and to know that we can trust a God who would not spare his own son, but that would give him in death so that we may have life everlasting. We are so indebted to you, God. Please know that we do surrender all to you. We're not going to close this program because we want prayer to continue. And we're going to have a song by our friend Sheila Muskin, an old hymn of the church, I Surrender All. And let's continue to pray with this song. We pray that today's broadcast, today's prayer laboratory of Front Porch Talks has been a blessing for your life. Let us pray continuously.
On to Jesus. I surrender all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. Surrender all to Jesus. I surrender humbly at his feet. I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus. Take me.
Today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.